share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It seems that former Minister of Youth and Sports Syed Siddique Syed Abdul Rahman just can't catch a break. From refuting accusations that MUDA volunteers were using flood relief aid to buy alcohol, to getting criticized for his choice of attire during his booster jab. Recently, there were allegations made on social media that he owns a super expensive bungalow, which they claimed has a swimming pool and is big enough to play volleyball in. Syed Siddique says that he only rents the house. Following the widespread circulation of the post, Syed Siddique explained via a Facebook post. On the day we are all celebrating CNY, cybertroopers have been paid to tarnish my name. So weird and odd. This time they are accusing that I own a huge bungalow, with a portable pool and where you can even play volleyball. Haha. Gong shi gong shi. Waktu hari kita menyambut tahun baru China ini law. Ramai gentara yang diupa untuk using nama saya. Posted by Syed Siddique Syed Abdul Rahman on Monday, January 31, 2022. He then went on to refute the allegations that were made against him. 1stly, this is my rented house. I've been renting it ever since I was a minister. I pay every month. I think that a lot of people already know the address. Any meetings or visits are done here. I've shared the address plenty of times. Syed Siddique also explained that when he was a minister, he was offered a plot of land but he rejected it. I even rejected the bungalows which are offered to ministers. I chose to rent. This house has three rooms. All except one are offices, with the one room being the room where I sleep in. This was the command center for MUDA's flood mission, and this is where we had MUDA meetings when it didn't have an office yet, he stated. As I've said plenty of times, I am an open book. If you want to investigate me, just investigate me. If you want to visit the house, do visit. He even gave a house tour. Syed Siddique went on to make a video bashing the allegations whilst urging that ministers who own expensive cars, watches, and houses should instead be investigated. With the Johor state elections nearing, I have been subjected to slander by many, and they are willing to produce expensive, studio-made videos to bring me down. I also ensured that all contracts from the Youth and Sports Ministry were given via open tender, not directly to cronies, he said. Hari ini saya tunjuk sendiri rumah sewa saya. Saya telis, tak ada apa-apa nak sorak. Tapi mentari-mentari umno, bn langsung tak disiasat. Hidup bukan main mewah. Saya hanya ada altizam untuk uba Malaysia untuk jadi lebih berintegriti, bermarua dan maju. Hashtag Johor Bangkit pic.twitter.com/rdiksensk7. Syed Siddique, at Syed Siddique, February 1, 2022. He explained that is the reason why he not scared of any investigations on him. I don't have an expensive car, house or watch. I don't have stocks worth millions which were acquired illegally. Why don't you investigate those BN and UMNO ministers who own huge bungalows and expensive cars, watches and bags? Are you afraid? I think that one of their watches is worth more than everything I own. Quote, I am brave because I am truthful. If you want to investigate, go ahead. If you want to blackmail me, go ahead. We will fight till the end, he added. MUDA wants to build a country that is dignified, developed, and has a high level of integrity. People should stop practicing outdated politics. He concluded. What do you think of the allegations that were made? Let us know in the comments. Also read. No problem con? Syed Siddique trolls critics with a Bukan Bahu MUDA shirt. Source. Syed Siddique, Facebook source. Syed Siddique, Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.